Hello, this is Donnie Smith with Collision Blast Quick Tips, and today we're going to talk about full wet coats and medium wet coats and the difference between the two of them. But first of all, I want to tell you about the contest that's still going on for collision repair instructors and students. All collision repair students and instructors are welcome to enter. All you have to do is go to collisionblast.com/contest. And enter your first name and email address, and that, you may be the winner. And second I'm going to talk about is a coupon page or a discount page for, just about anything automotive related. I'm putting together a web page, and I'm gathering coupons for different websites that can save you money. And they're from various places, but just about anything you can think of for automotives, there's tools, supplies, parts, accessories, you name it, it's all there. And you can go there, and these coupons you can claim immediately. And you may want to check it regularly as well, because the coupons are always changing. Different times there's different ones on there, so if you find something that you can save some money on, I encourage you to go to collisionblast.com/coupons. That's collisionblast.com/coupons, C-O-U-P-O-N-S. All right, now, full wet coats and medium wet coats, and what is the difference? Well, first of all, to determine what kind of coat you should be spraying, it's probably going to say in the technical data sheets, it may say 2 to 3 medium wet coats, or it may say, 2 full wet coats, or whatever. But let's talk about what the difference is, because we've talked about this in class, and this was, something that I think that, many people don't really know about or know the difference. One of the things that I see a lot is whenever you're trying to spray your base coat, you're trying to get that full depth and that, thick mills, when spraying the base coat. But you don't want to do that, because when you spray base coat, it's sprayed as a medium wet. You don't want that just as heavy and thick as you can get it, because it can lead to a lot of different problems. Some of the most common problems is when you spray that on too wet and try to get it too glossy with the base coat, you're going to have stripes where the metallic bunches together in some areas, modeling you're going to see the metallic gather in certain areas, and that's a common problem from spraying your base coat too wet. But you really, the purpose of base coat is just to cover what's underneath it. You're not trying to get any of your gloss at that point. In fact, if you spray it on and it looks real wet and glossy, you're probably spraying it too wet. So you may want to spray it just a little bit, with less fluid. Now, full wet, on the other hand, that's where you want to get it on really thick, and you do want full gloss for like clear coat, for example. You want a full wet coat because you do want that. That's where you get your mill thickness. That's where, that's what it's going to look like when it's completed. And you do want that full gloss, full luster look when you're done. So just keep that in mind. Most people do well with trying to get the clear coat as a full wet, but the tip is try not to put the base coat on like you would the clear coat. It's not designed to have that full gloss look whenever you're spraying it. It's going to go on, it's going to be a little bit wet, and then it's going to dry to a flatter color anyway until you apply the clear. So anyway, that's just a quick tip and a little bit of the difference between full wet and a medium wet coat. That wraps it up for today. Talk to you soon.